My name is Chelsea Rios. I am 18 years old. Today is November 22nd, 2017, and I'm speaking with Mark Rios, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Joshua, Texas. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up on the east side of Fort Worth for probably the first 9 years of my life. It was rough. It was late 70s. Still had a lot of racism in the world. A lot of the KKK was still around in Fort Worth. Drugs being pushed on kids at young ages. Living in a single parent household, had one sibling growing up, and had lots of friends. Everybody's parents kind of raised everybody.
Tell me about your parents.
My mom and dad split up when I was about a year old. Got divorced, and my mom raised me and my sister. My dad moved off to Washington State, and what I knew of him, he was in and out of jail, alcoholic, used drugs, and seeing what he did allowed me to see what I didn't want to do as a parent.
When you were growing up, what role did religion / spirituality play in your life?
As a young child, we went to the church that was right down the street from us, literally on the same street. Believed in God. Went to church camp when I was about 7 years old, and I remember coming home from church camp after giving my life to the Lord and busting up all of my Kiss albums, because everybody believed that they were Satan's sons.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
Probably my first teacher was Mrs. Neighbors. I believe she was my kindergarten teacher. And I was a huge football fan, still am, but as a five-year-old, I remember going in and telling her the day after the games, whether it be a Monday or a Tuesday, I told her play-by-play everything that happened in the game. She just listened to me and just, she was just a positive role model. Just always, let the kids be kids and just shed positivity on every situation. I think another positive role model growing up was Mr. Williams, one of my football coaches in seventh grade. Seventh grade was the first year I'd played football. A lot of the kids had already been playing in peewee football and stuff, and he just kind of took me under his wing and, showed me some of the stuff that showed me the proper techniques that I needed to use, whether it be as a running back or as a defensive lineman.
Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
Yes and no. I think everybody kind of feels that way at times, but yes, I liked going to school because I had a ton of friends. I loved football. I loved being around all my friends, and you know, I think the one thing that I didn't like about school was having to study. And some of my teachers were really good. I really enjoyed being, you know, being around some of them. It was a change of pace, you know, not being around your family all day.
Has your life been different than what you imagined as a teenager?
Yes. As a teenager, I had dreams of being a professional football player. Once I graduated high school and realized I wasn't going to do that, I started rodeoing. I wanted to be a professional bull rider. And after a few injuries, I decided that probably wasn't the best route to take. So, yeah, it's very different than what I thought it would be as a teenager. Because now I'm a truck driver and a dispatcher.
What job do you currently hold, and what jobs have you held in the past?
Oh, geez. I've done just about everything. I've framed houses. I've poured concrete. I've worked at nurseries, you know, where you buy plants and shrubs and stuff, not the nurseries where you're taking care of kids. Got enough of those at home to take care of them. I've been a truck driver professionally since 2002, and I guess almost three years I've been a dispatcher.
What lessons has working taught you?
Taught me you don't always get what you want. It's taught me that, you know, certain companies and certain things you really have to work hard for, and you don't always get rewarded for what you do. Life's rough, and you know, pray about everything. Charger.
How did you meet your wife?
Oh, well, we knew of each other as kids. We hung around some of the same people, but we never really met each other until we reunited on Facebook, and she stalked me at church. I was an usher at church, and she came up and introduced herself, and we just kind of went from there. You know, we just kind of connected. It was a godsend.
Where did you spend your honeymoon?
Down in Fredericksburg, Texas, down in the hill country. We went down there for the weekend, and ended up going into San Antonio. There was a few things that she had never done down there, like go, you know, she had never been to San Antonio. She'd never been on the Riverwalk. So we kind of knocked out, you know, two stones with one throw. We went down there, walked around the river. Walked around the Riverwalk, and had dinner, and just kind of drove around San Antonio, and then we went back to Fredericksburg.
Tell me about your happiest moments together.
Oh, our happiest moments together. I would have to say probably our wedding day is one. We had, at the time, all six of our kids with us. We were, you know, we had our friends and family and extended family. That would be one. Another one would be the day we got our foster child. That was a day that, you know, I'll never forget, because we weren't really expecting to have her, and all of a sudden she's there in our house, and it was love at first sight. And once we, you know, looked at further into it, we got our foster license, and then a year later we got the girl back with her little brother. And about 9 months later, or 10 months later, we had their baby sister. And after a total of 800 days, we had adoption day, and that was probably one of the happiest days of my life.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a father.
Oh, Lord. I was sitting on the couch watching a Ranger game. And my wife at the time kept going back and forth to the bathroom. And I asked her, I said, are you okay? Is your stomach bothering you? What's going on? And she came in there and handed me a pregnancy test. And I was like, what's this? I looked at it, and I was, before I realized what it was, I was like, I feel fine. I don't need to check my temp. And that was one of the happiest moments of my life, knowing that I was going to be a daddy.
What are your favorite family holidays and why?
Favorite family holidays. Thanksgiving and Christmas. Thanksgiving because we all get together as a family and we, you know, get to enjoy everybody's company and have a big meal. And give, you know, today we all just give thanks for everything that we have and everything that we've, you know, been able to do throughout the years, and just enjoy our time together. Christmas is another day that, you know, we get together, everybody's together and giving thanks and celebrating, you know, the birth of Jesus.
What do you see as our family's legacy?
You know, as the older I get, the legacy seems to change a little bit. But one thing that I can say is we never give up. We've been fighting and struggling all of my life, and we don't give up. We never quit. We don't know how to quit. We've never given up on the most meaningful things in our lives, and we've always, you know, giving everything to God, and just make, you know, through God all things are possible.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Oh, one of my happiest memories. I would have to say the day that my father told me that he was proud of me. I was a senior in high school at the end of my football career, and he had tried pushing me to be a running back, and at the end of my career he told me he was wrong, and he was very proud of me and very proud of the fact that I stood up and did what I believed in, and I didn't do what he wanted me to, because I didn't believe in the way that he saw things.
What are you proudest of?
What am I proudest of or most proud of?
What are you most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of all of my kids. The three oldest, they seem to have their life on track now. My three middle ones, the oldest one of them seems to be doing the right things and, you know, going to school, being in college. Never thought I'd see that day. Not because of her, but because of me. The middle one's headstrong, loves football, and with a strong work ethic, I think he could be the next one to go to college and make something of himself. The youngest one of them is still figuring things out, but he doesn't give up. My three youngest ones, they're at the age of being able to, you know, not really know what's happening in life, but, you know, loving every day that they're here.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you would like to pass on to them, and what would you like to let them know?
Great-great-grandchildren or great-great-great-grandchildren or what?
Great-great.
Great-great. Listen to your parents. Pray about everything. When you feel like you're in your darkest hour, get on your hands and knees and pray. Give it all to God. And whatever you do in life, don't give up. Give 110%. Do it with all your heart. Love what you do. Pick a career that you're going to love, and you'll never work a day in your life. Choose your friends wisely, and try to do the right thing all the time. And another thing is learn from your mistakes, and don't let history repeat itself. that's probably one of the biggest things that I've had to learn throughout my 44 years on this earth so far.